John Wick 4 clocks in at 169 minutes. The Keanu Reeves action series that started as a straight-to-video title has grown with each sequel. Much like in a few Liam Neeson flicks since his resurgence, and Keanu himself and co-star Fishburne in The Matrix a generation ago, the Gun Fu is front and center here. You're lining up for John Wick to see all kinds of hand-to-hand action hanging on a threadbare plot. Like the amped-up antics Jason Bourne or Mission Impossible, without all that international intrigue. This doesn't mean there aren't great locations around the world. A great extended sequences through a dance club with Scott Adkins, and Nowhere to Run Needle Drop as well. The action is as crazy as The Matrix, and this movie is rooted in reality. The staging of the action in John Wick 4 is the best I've seen from beginning to end in a film. A Frogger-like battle in the shadow of the Arc de Triomphe is great stuff. This being said, the bad guys after Wick are as bad a shot as stormtroopers, and anyone shooting at Steven Seagal back in the day. The Wick formula is simple, huge battles alternating with conversations between people with titles only. Here it's a bit of Japan and France, a great mix. The cinematography in this film is fantastic, and Bill Skarsgård is in full Bond villain here. Throw in some The Challenge from Scott Glenn a lifetime ago, some Ronin from half that time ago, oddly enough both directed by the talented John Frankenheimer. And that's what you have in the piece. John Wick 4 plays all week in the creek.